5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Back in studio. I told you, man, I'm not supposed to be outside. Look what happens to me. I'm sunburned yet again. Love that summer. Crazy about hot weather. It's fantastic. A nice, pasty gentleman like myself fares pretty well in the sunlight. It's not fun for me, Cole. We were live at the Dalton Reisner Youth Football Camp yesterday. Had some technical difficulties, but we made it work. Have you ever been out to Wiggins?
I think I've been through it.
It's like small, man.
Yeah, it's a tiny, tiny town.
Really tiny town. Great people, though. One of my friends from high school, he was like at a rival school. We played against him all the time. And walks up behind me. He's the assistant principal and the athletic director out there at Wiggins. I'm like, what? I haven't talked to you in like 15 years. So that was a cool way to have a reintroduction, so to speak. But it was a free camp. So all these kiddos are going nuts out there, having a great time. These little guys running around. We wanted to talk to Dalton in the 12 o'clock hour. He signed autographs for like an hour and a half straight. Just straight. All these kids wanting his autograph. He's such a cool guy, man. Way down to earth. He is about life, not just football, but life. Great guy. So, of course, Tanner got a chat with him yesterday, asked him about the quarterback question. And Dalton, did you read between the lines there, or did he do a good job?
I think he did a good job.
Being a politician and not giving you any answers about Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater.
Pretty sealed up. Or...
Or your boy. I heard you guys on the way home. I'm like, Colfax, don't let Tanner do this to you. Or our guy, Zach.
I don't know, man. Zach Stevens.
You're going to get your heart broken.
Does he know something we don't know? Probably not.
Maybe. Does anybody know something we don't know? Yes. I mean, a lot of people do. But all you're doing, Colfax, is you're setting yourself up to be hurt again, man. I've packed ice around my heart. And not even my sunburn can melt that away. Rodgers is not happening. I'm just trying to set you up so you're not going to be brokenhearted in about a month.
Well, how brokenhearted will you be if he is? And then what are you going to do with your take?
Not even happening, Colfax. And it's a digital world. We can go back and delete these segments. You know, we can disappear that I ever said anything on the contrary. I don't see it happening. But... In other news, did you watch the Home Run Derby last night? Did you watch
the highlights?
Oh my gosh, it was actually pretty fun, even for me. I'm kind of the guy that's like, if you've seen one home run, you've seen them all. And I will tell you, they were going at it. They were absolutely going at it yesterday. It was so much fun. Otani's amazing, and I want to talk about what Stephen A. Smith said a little bit later on. My goodness, crazy. But when you're looking at what Otani's doing and the fact that he's going to be starting on the mound and at bat, I mean, it's fantastic. The two-way star starting on the mound and a bat leadoff for the American League, that's fun. Stephen A. basically says, hey, the MLB won't take to this guy. He won't be like a great athlete or a great star or whatever. He said, quote, the fact that you got a foreign player that doesn't speak English, believe it or not, I think contributes to harming the game to some degree when that's your box office appeal. What? Like, what? I mean, first off, that's not even a thought. All I could think about was every time Otani hit the ball, gigantic smile on his face. Even when he didn't hit a home run. He's like, you know, same expression every time. He's awesome. No, there's no question he's great. And he's great for the game of baseball. That's it. End of story. I don't even want to waste much breath on Stephen A. These take guys, like, I have takes, all right? They're real takes, though.
Like Rodgers not coming to Denver?
But that's not like... These guys just sit in bed at night and think of how can I say something that's borderline offensive and be famous for it. Or not even borderline offensive, like, just wrong. Just so far-fetched. Why do we are in this society of just so far-fetched. You know, I've said things like Nikola Jokic is already the best nugget of all time. And I've had writers that I respect come at me and say, you're not Mr. Hot Take guy. Stop with that, dude. We have too much respect for him. It's not a hot take. He's the best nugget of all time. No question about it. But what these guys, these Stephen A's, these Nick Wrights, they live for this. And they're only as good as their last hot take, and they have to come out with it. And they don't worry about feelings at all. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. I mean, should he lose his job for saying something like that? Probably.
I mean, probably.
But
if they're going to keep to their standards of how you determine how you fire people.
Yeah, it's
probably.
It was a frustrating time. I'm like, what? What are you saying here? Pete Alonso is ridiculous. Home run champ. He said it. I think I'm the best power hitter on the planet. I tend to agree.
Six wins it, and now it's five that will win it. Another massive shot from Alonso. Four to win it, like a countdown. Three to win it. Two to win it. He's not missing. One more to win it as Alonso comes out of the timeout and walks it off. What a finish. Alonso defends his title. The 2021 Derby champion put the belt on again. What a show.
Made it look easy, didn't he? I mean, it just looked. I'm watching Ohtani do it, and it's, you know, you can see he's getting tired. A lot of guys aren't used to hitting nonstop like that in this altitude, which is why we thought kind of Trevor Story, who broke the record for a second for the distance. I knew that was going to happen. Could have told you that. They should do it here every year, by the way. Just do the home run derby here. Juice them up and let's go, man. Juice the ball up. Juice the hitters up. I don't care. Just launch home runs left and right. It's fantastic. Trevor Story was pretty cool, too. This was also a great... I'm glad I recorded it because I missed it live. I had to go back. But this was a pretty fantastic moment as well.
And that's a big fly there from Story, which may get him the bonus. That's 518.
If that's 518, we are about to see some really big-time blasts here.
It was great, but also very depressing. Knowing that he's probably done being a Rocky pretty soon. Are the Rockies going to go through with this? We're going to talk to Drew Kreisman, our Rockies insider from DNVR Rockies at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to it. I mean, it's tough watching Trevor Story. He's out there hugging up on Nolan. And, you know, if you're out, it was tough. Nolan's sitting down with Spilly, you know, and they're doing their broadcast. I'll admit, I was pretty numb to it when they played and the whole crowd cheering was kind of emotional, but it didn't bug me that much. It kind of bugged me seeing him like just walking around the Derby and hugging up on Story. And, you know, this is a great moment for the Rockies, but it's also shedding this very negative, dark light that our stud, our real stud in Nolan is gone. Our other stud is about to be gone. So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to what the Rockies did in the draft, perhaps the most like blah draft ever. I mean, they got, you know, Montgomery, take that. All right, cool, whatever. But they passed up on Rocker, the pitcher, who did get drafted by the Rockies a few years back, but decided instead, okay, never mind, I'm going to go back to school. So some people are like, why would you draft him? He didn't want to play for you in the first place. Do you let that stop? I kind of would. He doesn't want to be here. But they passed on him. They go with Montgomery, Slugger. You tell me. I have no idea how that works. The baseball draft, we always say drafts are a crapshoot. The baseball draft's the biggest crapshoot. Dude, Kovacs, we're going to be in our, I'll be in my 40s by the time we realize if this guy is any good. That's where we'll be. So I don't know. We'll ask Drew what he thinks. I'm sure he'll give us some great insight there. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. We're also going to have CSU Rams stud, our guy. I think he's listening, so we're shouting you out. Ellison Hubbard's going to, he's going to stop by today. He's going to stop by, wants to get into the media world after he's done playing. But first things first, this guy is, this defensive line for CSU, I mean, they could be one of the top in the country, not just the Mountain West Conference. So we're going to talk to Ellison, who is one of the key contributors to that defensive line, I'm sure at some point. He just said, I hear it, I'm listening. I got to ask him this question, though. So I'm reading, and I want to talk about this, Colfax. Are you a big yoga guy? Have you ever done yoga?
I've done yoga.
You like it?
It's relaxing.
Is it?
I could get into it, I think.
I probably should do it because I can't stretch at all. I'm terrible at stretching. What kind of stuff do you do? Do you know the names of any of it? Like Downward Dog and
That's
Spiral Camel. And
yeah, no.
Well, CSU's basketball team, Coach Medved and company, they like do... They get, I don't know if it's before practice or after practice, they like shut the lights down. They have a yoga instructor who is Coach Farouk Manesh, is like his sister, I think. And she like instructs yoga and they just kind of relax and it's cool. So football side doing, you guys doing that? Are you guys, I laugh because I think it's awesome, but I've never quite seen it done like that. I think it's a great exercise. I think it's a great tool.
Well, we did that when I was in the marching band at Loveland High School.
You did? You just got together and did yoga?
Yeah. Well, it was after practice. Before and after practice, we would have like a cool down. Same type of deal. And I don't know. It really did kind of help your mental state to like unwind and feel one with your group there.
Maybe we should start. Are you thinking we should start doing that
Let's
before
do some
the
yoga
show?
Studio. Yeah.
We just get in a circle, get everybody here, get an instructor in here, and away we go.
Let's do it. Clear our heads a little bit.
Hey, anything. I need to clear my head. I do. I got a lot of stuff going on up there. And so it would be a good idea to do that overall. So, okay, yeah. So you're like, this
I'm
is a cool
it.
Deal. This is neat. Yeah. Mike Brohard, who's on vacation, my goodness. We're going to try to talk to him later in the week about the article he put together at CSURams.com. So we'll get into that. Brohard's a great guy. He loves Colfax, by the way. Anytime I text him, hey, man, hope you're well, want to get together, have a beer, he texts back, hope Colfax is well, hope he's doing good. I'm like, okay, thanks, man.
I mean, that's most people,
it's
actually.
It's but everybody. Everywhere
Mike is my
I go.
Bro.
Yeah, he's your bro.
He's my bro. We bro hard.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Mike.
I respect that, actually. I do. That's fantastic. It's Top Text Tuesday, by the way. We've got the signed Floyd Little jersey to give away. We've got, let me check the, what's the scoreboard here? First 1-3 gets the signed jersey. It's framed thanks to Fresh Coat Painter South Platte. They got it from No Limit Collectibles in Loveland. Weld County Swami has two. He's won two of these. Dixon has won two. And we started 4 weeks ago. So it's those guys going toe to toe, going back and forth. And I'm telling you, it's going to go to one of those guys today. Are you guys going to step up? Weld County Swami, he's never won, or has he won one of these?
Did he win?
He might have won one. Dixon's won two. You guys are going to really let him be the three-time. He's the arch nemesis of the show. He's a terrible human being. Actually, he's not a terrible human being, but he's, you know, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I don't trust him at all.
I mean, when you have your own little theme song.
You have your own evil theme song. If you have an evil theme song, I don't think a lot of people are walking around going, yeah, Dixon, he's a Chiefs fan. He's a Chiefs fan, for crying out loud, and you're letting him win all this Broncos stuff. I hate to see what he's actually doing with it. And there's no rules against who can win it, and we don't have any cap. It's greatness. If you're great at texting, I'll give you this. He's the best texter on this show. There's no doubt about it. He is the best texter. Pete says, I finally have answers to many of the unknown questions with Colfax being in the band. Yoga is a female-dominated sport where men get embarrassed. Is that true?
Probably for the most part.
Men aren't as flexible.
Is it a sport, though? I think it's just a...
Is it a sport?
It's its own thing.
I don't know.
Do they have competitions? I bet they...
Probably?
I bet they do. I bet they
Whoever can stretch, like...
Who's the most stretchy?
I mean, hot dog eating is technically a sport, Colfax. So I would imagine yoga's kind of a sport.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Eastside Chris, Stephen A. did his job, got you riled and using valuable airtime for stupidity. Otherwise, we could break down Chiefs' offensive line. No. Eastside Chris, you have gone over to the dark side, and he continues to stay there. Yeah, there's Susan and Cheryl. Wow, their voices are very deep there. That does not sound like them, but they're very deep
voice.
That's
them.
Yep. Is it really? Wow. Yep. They must smoke a little bit? They've been smoking?
Smoking.
All right. Yeah. It happens, I suppose. It is Top Text Tuesday, and are you guys going to let Dixon walk away with this thing? That's my challenge to the hooligans today. Are you going to let Dixon walk away with number three and make him in uncharted waters? Nobody's ever won two. Dare I say, nobody's ever even come close to winning three except for the arch nemesis of the show. A lot to get to today. All right, Joker's the MVP. I wanted to talk about this, but he's not the best basketball player. What? ESPYs had a few things to say about that. Do you watch the ESPYs anymore? Is anybody into that? We'll get into some of that. Team USA, Greg Popovich is not happy. Why would you be happy? But he's not happy for weird reasons. So we'll get to that. Team USA, we should be a little bit worried. We'll have Drew Kreisman on. And yes, Colorado State Rams stud Ellison Hubbard going to join us a little bit later on in the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy on 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Shout out to Tilted Barrel. This is in your neck of the woods, your old neck of the woods, Colfax. You were a Loveland guy. And I'm telling you, man, we got to get out to Tilted Barrel. It's my new spot. There's TVs like lining the wall around. So you can sit at the bar to watch the games or you can sit around. That's the problem. I don't always like to sit at the bar. So I like to be in the bar, whatever, where I can watch sports. But in this place, there's TVs everywhere. So you're never too far away from whatever the game is. I was watching the Rockies the other day. So Tilted Barrel, they've got fantastic food, best beers in the area, local beers. They support local breweries. And I had the wings. Dude, they I'll put them up against B-dubs any day of the week. No doubt.
Hall of winner.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. We'll go try the wings.
I'm in.
You're going to look at me and go, wow, you were right again, just like you were about the Aaron Rodgers thing.
Wow. That remains to be seen.
Did you hear Peyton Manning, though, on the NFL Network clip? He said his gut tells him that Aaron Rodgers is not coming to Denver.
It's because he's going to step back in.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
I'm coming back in. I just don't feel it, man. I have no sources. I'm not one of those guys. I don't have anything that tells me, like, okay, this is going to happen. Enough time has passed, and he didn't opt out, so he wants to play. He desperately wants to play. Green Bay's holding all the cards, and they want him. They still want him. So is it a money ploy? Is it just a way to make bank, even more bank than normal? We'll see. I really don't know what's going on with Rodgers. Is there a little part of you, though, and I know you want to see Rodgers here, but is there a little part of you that's a little annoyed with how he's handled this whole thing? You don't care. Rodgers
really
could do anything, man. He could run his car into this building right now, and you'd still be like, it wasn't his fault.
It's happened before.
It has happened before. We got to get to this, the big story of the day. Panic button. Big story of the day presented by FMS Bank.
Banking made simple.
Team USA falls to 0-2 in the Olympic exhibition games after losing to Australia. I mean, these were teams that over the years, like they did the Nigeria team, like they've handled these teams pretty darn well over the years. And in fact, Team USA usually rolls right on through most of their games until they get close, and then they start getting some interesting games, but they lost to Nigeria on Saturday. Coach Greg Popovich, a reporter basically asks him and is like, hey, are you worried? I mean, you teams that you used to just beat up on, used to beat up on, they're beating you in these exhibition games. Well, here's Greg Popovich's wonderfully polite response.
Let me also answer that question. You know, you asked the same sort of question, the same family of question last time, where you assume things that are not true. When you just mentioned, you know, blowing these teams out, that's never happened. So I don't know where you get that. So, can I finish? Can I finish my statement?
You just told me that it's not true, and I'm telling you your average market.
Are you going to let me finish my statement or not? So you'll be quiet now while I talk, and then I'll listen to you.
The reporter's basically saying your average margin of victory was like against these teams and against a lot of teams was like in the teens, like the high teens, I think. If you beat a team by 10 plus, doesn't that mean you beat them pretty at the end of the day? I mean, yes, 10-point games can be pretty close. So if you're 13, 14, 15-point game, yeah, you're covering spreads. So you beat them easily. Popovich doesn't want to hear that. All right, I get it. He's mad. He's upset. He's frustrated. But he's not handling it the right way. The reporter was kind of right. He was right. These are teams you used to beat up. Was it Tanner was talking about on NoCo Now earlier? They beat Nigeria in 2012 by like, was it 50 something? It was a lot. Team USA's never had these issues before. I mean, so yeah, I don't know. I've told you this before though. I can't imagine these players though. Like, I'm looking at Damian Lillard, just right back in a basketball uniform playing. That's got to be exhausting. You have this long season, which, by the way, LeBron's saying, hey, these guys are tired. We started too soon. Tell that to Kevin Durant. And I know Durant had some time off with injury, but Damian Lillard's right back at it. Like, some of these guys just play basketball year-round. They never stop. And like, I'm one of those guys that if you decided not to play for your respective team, your country, I'm not going to fault you for it. You play year-round. You play 82 games. You play in the playoffs. A lot of stressful series. Take a few months off. You know, Serbia, they were like upset that Joker wasn't going to play for Team Serbia. It's like, he's exhausted. It's a lot of basketball back and forth. Speaking of the Joker, Steph Curry, we kind of got to this yesterday. I don't know how much you actually heard, Colfax, but the ESPYs is giving they gave the Best Basketball Player Award to, well, here it is.
And the ESPY goes to Steph Curry.
I mean, not Joker. All right, I get it. You hate the Joker. He's not sexy. He doesn't do social media and all that jazz. Chris Paul's not even in that mix. He's lighting it up in these playoffs. He's the MVP of the playoffs. I'll give you that. I'll give you Chris Paul. Steph Curry's the best basketball player, according to the ESPYs. No. I mean, he's great. And has he been the best basketball player several years? Yes, absolutely. There are several years where Steph Curry's been the best. He was really good this year. He was carrying a basketball team. But I'll say it again. The Nuggets would be worse than Golden State without Joker. The Nuggets would be, I don't know, man, like a 20-win team? Seriously? Yeah. The whole team revolves around him. I still feel like Golden State, I mean, when Curry was out for a while, they were still maintaining a spot in the play-in game. I still think that Denver would be, look at the Suns. Did anybody think the Suns were going to be in the playoffs this year, let alone one of the top teams all season and a finals team probably going to win the whole thing? Nobody did. But because Chris Paul has played maybe his best basketball, I still think Devin Booker, pound for pound, from game one of the regular season to now, has been the best player, but Chris Paul has been Chauncey Billups on steroids, essentially. And once they hit the playoffs, he's been playing the best basketball of his career. So the disrespect for Joker is crazy to me. I'm getting used to it now, but I don't watch the ESPYs. Who watches award shows anymore? They don't connect with the regular person. I mean, we all watch superhero movies and, you know, Matt Damon movies. None of those movies ever win at the Oscars or the Grammys. It's like, but 80% of us watch that stuff. We don't watch the, you know, the dramas that usually win. Same thing with ESPYs. They're award shows that are not voted on by the leagues. The only awards I will acknowledge is the league's awards. If the NFL deems this person's the MVP, then that's the MVP. So, as much as I'm ranting about it, at the end of the day, it's not going up there in a resume. 32 minutes after the hour, we'll jump out. We're going to catch up with Drew Creasman. We'll talk Home Run Derby. We'll talk Rockies draft, all that and more. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Trying to get a hold of Drew Creasman from DNVR Rockies, so we'll keep efforting that. Talk to him about the The Rockies draft pick, first round specifically. And I mean, I'm telling you, if you think the NFL draft is a crapshoot, then Major League Baseball, that's one I will never even pretend to tell you that Benny Montgomery is going to be the next big thing. No way. Maybe Drew has more insight. Drew does follow a lot more outside of just the Rockies, too. So we'll talk to Drew if we can get a hold of him. Shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Over 41 specialists providing care across 6 medical campuses. Fort Collins, Loveland, Greeley, Longmont, Lafayette, and Westminster. Foot and ankle, hand and upper extremity, pediatric orthopedics, shoulders, spine, hip, knees, joint replacement, sports medicine, whatever. You're hurting. You've been thinking, you've been putting it off for too long, and you know, maybe it's beyond the care of chiropractic care. Like our friends with Rev Chiropractic, of course, maybe it's beyond that, because it can be. Talk to our friends over at OCR, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Radke texting in, will anybody be sad when Pop is out of the league? Pop and LeBron James, two greats, but can't wait till those personalities are gone. They just both have kind of, as they go on in the NBA, they both kind of just have this attitude. Anytime you interview them, they just snippy. Pop has kind of been like that for a while. Dixon, is it just me? Or does even things like Alonzo's interview, yeah, make you appreciate Joker even more? Alonzo saying, hey, I'm the best hitter in the game. I'm the best power hitter in the game. You know, does it make you appreciate Joker even more? He's the best there is. Feel he's the best power hitter in the game, blah, blah, blah. Seems like every time we turn on the TV, there is some athlete telling us how great they are. Listen, I don't really have a terrible problem with that as much because I like unique personalities, but it does make you kind of go, wow, Joker's really... really unique. We do have Drew Kreisman on with us now. Drew Kreisman, our Rockies insider from DNVR Rockies. Drew, my friend, always great to catch up with you.
Hey, it's great to catch up with you, Brady. It's blasting out here in the middle of everything. I am in the thick of it.
Yeah, Where are you?
I'm at McGregor Square.
Wow.
I'm right in the middle. Has anyone watched the press conference, the main one with Shohei Ohtani and Max Scherzer, the two managers, and all that yesterday? That is right where I am right now. I'm standing right in front of that stage.
We've had a lot of texters texting in about it. Some have been, some want to know more about it. Is it just something else down there, man? Seeing the stuff on TV and all the camera angles is great, but being there, I can't imagine, my friend. It's amazing.
It's absolutely wild, Brady. I covered the NLDS both in Milwaukee and in Denver, and I thought, you know, okay, this is going to be bigger than that, but is it, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5 times bigger? How naive a child I was. I've never seen so many people. There were 7,000 reporters on the field yesterday, I think. I did a quick head count. It's amazing, man. It really is. It's cool, but like, I will also say it hasn't felt, you know, totally overwhelming. You know, sometimes these things can be a big mess, and the vibes have been great out here. Everyone's having a good time. I think McGregor Square is handled everything it's needed to handle well. They're doing a red carpet event right now. The American League All-Stars are walking out, and people are hollering and screaming. Good Lord, Aaron Judge is a large man.
Is that who you're next? Is that who you're like in proximity to right now?
Yeah, like yeah, right. What are you? 6'8".
Yeah, I mean, just monsters. They look big on TV, and then they're just like monsters in real life.
I mean,
it's amazing. It's got to be cool. And again, seeing the atmosphere just via television last night for the Derby was absolutely breathtaking.
Oh yeah, the Derby. That look, I'm biased because it's the only one I've been to, and I was covering it. I had a pretty good seat, but that was amazing. That was absolutely incredible. Everything from the showcase that Pete Alonso put on, which just blew my mind, to Juan Soto hitting a ball 520 feet, his showdown with Shohei Ohtani, the story of Trey Mancini and the way that the crowd embraced him throughout the whole thing. I loved how the Let's Go Rockies chant broke out when Trevor Story came out. I thought that was really cool. The way they embraced Story, the way they they blew up for Nolan Arenado coming out to give Trevor Story some water. That was probably the biggest ovation of the entire night.
Drew, that was what, for some reason, that hit me more than Nolan and the crowd giving him the ovation a few weeks ago or a few days ago. For some reason, that moment really bothered me. Like, I loved it, and I was really sad at the same time.
You know why, Brady? It's because they tell us all the time, and we all know it's true. They tell us, you know, sports, it's business. Hey, baseball's a business. Every time a guy gets traded or leaves in free agency, whatever happens, they remind us, and we go, that's right. And we treat it like that, and we do that on our show, and I know you've got to do it on yours at times. But then those moments remind you, like, that's just his boy. Like, that's just his dude.
Yeah.
Like, and that's all that was. It's just like, I'm your guy right now. I know we don't wear the same uniform anymore, but tonight that really doesn't matter. And it hurt in that moment when you realize, like, yeah, they really had something special there. They let it slip away from, especially with Marquez out there too, and that quick little reunion, and you're just like, man, ah. But it was a great moment.
Yeah, it really was. And again, all this cool stuff with Story launching it, man, it was great. It's fantastic. But then there's that part, you know, that just... It's like, it's amazing. Yeah. It's great to see it. But is this the end? Are we in the end of times when it comes to Trevor Story? And I know you and I chatted about it, but I don't want to believe you, Drew. I do, but I don't. I understand why they would do it, but I don't want to see another guy go that we love.
Yeah, it's tough. It's always really hard. And then, yeah, that baseball business thing comes right back to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He is an expiring contract who's basically made it clear that he's not going to be staying here long term. So as much as holding on to him feels good for a little while, it really does cost you in the long run. As much as you love Trevor Story, you also want the Rockies to be competitive again someday, and they can better their chances to be competitive again someday by moving him pretty quickly now after this All-Star thing, and I think they will, and kind of ripping that Band-Aid off and then fully embracing the next generation, and they've got to make some smart moves after that and go and sign some guys in the offseason that the fans can get on board with and really hype this, next young group that's coming up, and hope that guys like McMahon and Rogers and Tapia have big second halves to kind of take people's minds off it. The way Trevor Story broke out in 2016 when people didn't know that was going to happen and everyone was really, really sad about Troy Tulowitzki. And I'm never going to get over Troy Tulowitzki leaving, and this team's never going anywhere, and this whole thing got screwed up. And then Trevor Story steps in, and he was the new sensation. There will be a new one, so enjoy these final moments, including this home run derby. It was a special moment for him and for baseball fans in Colorado.
Yeah, no question, man. I mean, it really is. You can feel it. It is a special thing. I know there's those fans still that are like, the Rockies organization, they don't deserve this and all that. But, man, it's hard for me to buy into that at all, because this is fantastic. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, and you know what? Frankly, there's like 15 organizations in baseball you could make an argument, you know,
right,
that haven't won the World Series actually since the Rockies have become a team. That's true. Since 1993, half the teams in baseball haven't won the World Series. And that's when you're including, like, the Blue Jays winning it in 93 and the Braves winning it in 95. Like, it's hard to get there, man. So I know, you know, people feel like the organization's being rewarded, but it's not. It's the city is being rewarded. The fans are being rewarded. The vast majority of the money, by the way, for anyone wondering, for, like, tickets and merchandise and even concessions, goes to Major League Baseball. Dick Monfort's not making a whole lot of money off of this. The surrounding businesses and Lotto are making a ton of money off of this. And fans, new, great, well-cultured baseball fans who can force Dick Monfort or whoever owns the team next are being born and being educated and being given now a lifetime full of memories right here where I'm standing in our state, who are going to grow up to be much better baseball fans and demand to see excellence out of the Colorado Rockies in the future. That's all very important. This has been an extraordinary week.
No question about it. And excited to see what the rest of the week has in store for us. And, you know, I'm excited to see the Rockies get back into it, too. I mean, hey, winning that first road series only took them half the season to the exact halfway point. But, I mean, we're pumped. What gets lost in the shuffle is the draft, Drew. And who better to talk to us about these guys? Like, I can't tell you, like, I'll be in my 40s before we know if Montgomery's good or not. But the controversy, of course, around, oh, they didn't take Rocker. Well, we know the history there. What did you think of the first draft pick, the first at number 8 for the Rockies?
Yeah, Benny Montgomery's a really interesting choice. There's people that want it. I think the only problem, people don't really have a problem with Benny Montgomery. It's more, why didn't they take House? Why didn't they take Rocker? And I get those kinds of things, but I've been preaching forever that the Colorado Rockies, if they're going to embrace playing at Coors Field, they need to build their team around this unique environment. And they've never had that super athletic outfield all the way across, that super athlete. And a lot of times those guys in center field can't really hit much. You know, Billy Hamilton is kind of the poster child for that. And so they're looking for somebody. You know, I talked to the people who really know scouting in my area and the people who watch these guys. Said, this kid's going to be the best defensive center fielder the Rockies have ever had. The question is just, is he going to be able to hit enough to even get there? And it's a project at 18. You know, is he going to help the team anytime soon? No. But should he be arriving right around the same time Zach Veen is, who's also a super athlete, who's stealing all these bases? And so now you've got all these speed demons who are also 6'5" with a little bit of pop running around in your outfield 4-5 years from now. I think that may be the best solution to the Coors Field problem that's never been attempted. So this is a weird way of going about doing it rather than just signing a free agent who could do it now. But I don't, you know, growing them, I don't mind that at all. And I think the kid's got a chance to be a star. It sounds like there was some signability with Rocker that he maybe just wasn't going to go to the Rockies, or he wasn't going to go for the price that they had at that spot. They were going to really have to overpay him. And they ended up with Jaden Hill with their second pick, who was somebody a bunch of people told me was going to go 1-1 overall until he got hurt. So the Rockies ended up with somebody that my most trusted scouting person told me was their second best pitcher in the entire draft after Leiter, and the Rockies got him with their number 2 pick. So that said, I don't worry about them missing out with pitching on number 1 if they really did get this superstar athlete who might be one of the better solutions to the Coors problem. Now we're solving some problems.
Yeah, well, you'd be the best one to talk to about it, Drew. We're up against it here. I want to catch up with you more next week, too, once we get back into the regular season. Talk about the future management position, of course, with the Rockies that had us going last week, too. I want to get into that. I want to get into more of the draft and kind of get your grades. And again, I think the draft really shows people like you. Like, we need guys like you that study it way years before they're drafted. So I look forward to catching up with you next week, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And Austin Gomber will be back. Hop on back the Gom train.
Hey, you said you're right by the red carpet, by the way. I was assuming that was for you. Are you getting to walk on the carpet at all?
I'm next. Okay. I'm next. Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to go, and then I'm right behind him.
Take pictures, man. At least be on the phone with us while you're doing it so we can be a part of it.
100%.
Drew, have fun, man. It's a great time. Glad you get to be down there enjoying it and working, of course. But keep up the great work and have a great time.
Absolutely. Always a blast to catch up with you, Brady.
All right, man. Drew Kreisman. They've got the red carpet down there, man. It is cool. McGregor Square. It's a cool thing, man. Really, really awesome chance for Drew to be out there. For anybody that's going down there. The Home Run Derby was the big ticket, though. That was the ticket. 51 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, where are we here? Okay, we've got Bronco stuff that I didn't get to from yesterday. An article in the Denver Post. Was Jerry Jeudy wasted in his rookie season? I think that is a strange statement. Was a person wasted their rookie season, basically putting the blame all on Drew Lock? So we'll get to the final segment coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
It is Top Text Tuesday, by the way. Sorry. Didn't get to some of your stuff. Drew has story actually come out and said he will not re-sign or stay here long term. Is that just speculation? Has he actually said those words? That would have been a good question. I believe we asked Drew that a while back, though, and at least the understanding is that is that Trevor really doesn't want to, isn't really interested in signing a contract, a long-term contract. Now, again, I haven't heard him come out and say that. He's been very formal with the press. So there's got to be, listen, if they come out and we find out later that Trevor Story did want to sign a long-term deal, then yeah, they're in trouble. The Rockies are even in worse trouble than they were with this whole Nolan thing. Getting texts in, Eastside Chris. There you go, Brady, going off on tangents about the award shows. Casey, place-kicking battle, very tight. What do you really think? Hey, I like award shows when it's the Colorado Broadcasters Association award show. Those are cool.
Only ones that matter.
The only ones that matter, and the only time it mattered was in 2019. When yes. A little thing called the whole show won it. So, yeah, sometimes award shows are cool. McClain, the Broncos have done Judy wrong, and they should make up for it in the coming years. We'll talk about it in the second hour. Power to Play Sports poll question. We'll get to that next. Top Text Tuesday rolls on. Second hour coming up.